Gigelic is here.
Please have a seat. Good morning, Namaste.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, David. Good morning, Arlene. Good morning, good morning, Marcelo, Patagonia. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Emily. Good morning, Julie. Good morning, Jessica. Good morning, Helen. Good morning, Katina.
Pasidele.
Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Alisa, Patagonia. Good morning, Nico. Good morning, Nili. Good morning, Elise. Good morning, Felix. Good morning, Panditji, Patti. Good morning, Venerable Kelsang. Good morning, Venerable Hamu. Good morning, Venerable Chuing. Good morning, Rene Parker.
Good morning.
Good morning, William. good morning, Carolina.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, anyone watching on YouTube. yeah, so Venerable Hamala will begin with short prayer.
Let's begin with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Teyata Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Teyata the medicine Buddha, first of praise and mantra. Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms. Dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to medicine Buddha, lapis light. So we'll say this eight times.
So here, if some of you are not know what the three poisons refers to, it's not the poison that grew outside. It refers to anger, attachment, not knowing the reality. What that means, it means like, we perceive things based on our perceptions. And similarly, we judge based on our judgmentals. So we need to understand that our perceptions not always correspond with the reality or fact. So then that causes so much complications, you know, difficulties in our life. So therefore, having a wisdom to go beyond our perceptions, not just stuck there. So try to go beyond our perception. What's the fact or what's the reality? So that's why the ignorance is considered as a problem. It's not just enough like it's dangerous. So therefore, tea poison, the very sense that you are supposed to recite before the medicine Buddha mantra recitations. So that in that sense, tea poison refers to attachment, anger, ignorance. You know, attachment is like clinking so tightly. Even though sometimes it gets to the point that you need to let it go, but you're still holding on that, then that causes so much pain, so much pain. You know, it's more than like liking things. You know, I like this, I like that. It does not that's the part of human nature, but clinging so tightly on idea, possessions, anything, you know, so that means like mentally that you are not flexible. So they create so much tension or so much stress. Will be generated just holding so tightly on anything. So therefore, need to learn how to loosen up. That's how the attachment causes pain. Then anger, everybody knows, anger like demons and destructive emotions. Very unfortunate. So that also requires so much energies, so much of our energies when we get angry. So then anger is considered as a pain, sumu, according to Master Shantideva, Shedang sumu. Sumu means not just pain. It's like a huge pain. It's like a deeper level of pain. Shedang sumu simchangas. If you harbor that pain, there will be no physical pleasure. There will be no mental pleasure because you are in pain. So then you won't experience peace of mind, even though you can do different things. You can both drink or you can do different things, but it won't ease. It probably will temporarily numb your mind, that's it. And deep down there's no peace. Not able to have good night sleep, not able to sleep, then lose appetite, then lose wisdom to differentiate between what's helpful, what's not helpful. So you lose that abilities. So there are all the symptoms of harboring this pain, what we call anger in some case, it's called pain in this case it's called poison. So if you are wondering what these three poisons are, so these are attachment, anger, ignorance, okay? Just want to share. Yeah, then please continue.
Bhagavan, with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispelled of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate suha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate suha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate suha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate suha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate suha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, Arita samukate soha teyata om bekanse bekanse mahabekanse bekanse adza samukate soha. Now the four measurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. And now the person prays in mantra for Chenrezig, the Buddha of Great Compassion. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chenrezig, all-seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Now the verse and prayers and mantra for green tar. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Chutare liberates from all fears. Jure liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer, led by Kishimu.
All my friends try to develop positive, you know, positive motivation. Okay, that's the whole point of reciting Refuge in Bodhicitta. So, and try to develop positive thoughts. So best form of positive thoughts is bodhicitta. Also see attitude. So that's the best motivations whenever you engage into any positive activity, whether it's like spiritual practice, meditations, saying something nice, you know, like thinking something good, physically doing something positive. It's always, you know, good to have the best form of motivations that makes your actions more powerful, okay? That's the whole point of reciting refuge in bodhicitta. It's not just tradition. That's an important reason behind it. Or the reason is to develop positive intentions, okay? So, Good evening, Kevin.
We have a tropical storm here, so I might lose the power any time. Heavy, heavy rain and thunder and lightning.
Are you British?
I am British, but I come from Mars originally, the planet.
Okay. CJ, good morning, CJ. Good morning, Bodhisattva Patrick. Good morning, Jill. Any question,
Damasio? Gisela, there's a request to talk about the small scope, but no more specific than that.
Okay.
Just talk about the long run small scope.
Okay. There are certain things that, you know, it's very important to be aware. Certain things it's very important to be aware. So, so as I mentioned before, you know, when you go to initiations, tantra initiations, you know, there's certain points, as I mentioned before, certain points the Lama asks you what you seek, what you seek, what you're seeking, what you're seeking, what you're looking. Ask. So there's no certain answer needs to be given. So the way it is asked, like a whole child, what you are seeking, that's the question to be asked, you know, after the middle of the initiations. Then your answer is like, I, fortunate one, seek a great bliss. So that's the answer. So, they're similar, you know, to like a good life. Two things, body and mind, that's what we have. Body, healthy body, is critical part of good life. Healthy mind, not just healthy body, healthy mind also critical part of good life. Therefore, people try to engage in the spiritual practice, try to meditate, and do all kinds of things, going here, climbing mountains, jumping out of the bridge, like what you call bungee jump, or all kinds of jumping out of airplane, scuba diving, you know, then people do all kinds of things, I don't think all these things are for physical health. What do you say? No, people do all kinds of things. It's not necessarily for physical health. It's mainly related to the mind. Probably like trying to conquer something, or trying to, yeah, basically seeking. Like it's not nothing new. Like, you know, as I said, every single being on this planet, every single second, seeking something good. That's the human nature. What we need to be aware, you know. So now the one important thing is healthy body, healthy mind. No, healthy body, people do all kinds of things, no need to talk. So I'm probably not qualified to talk about healthy body, because I'm not qualified to talk about healthy body. But, you know, I do have some knowledge about, you know, when it comes on healthy mind, how you can make your mind healthy or healthier. So there's something that you can do, that I can do, everybody can do. So what we need to think about first, you know, like unhealthy mind and how to tackle them or challenge them, and what are the symptoms or downsides of the unhealthy mind. We are not talking about somebody else's unhealthy mind. We are talking about unhealthy minds that we have to admit that our minds are not always positive, you know. So if you perceive something out of healthy minds, more likely you have like positive perceptions. That probably reduce the judging somebody else, you know, because we don't judge out of pure mind or healthy mind. We don't judge, you know, we don't see negative things. We only see negative things out of negative mind, not out of positive mind. So there's a lot of benefit. Even though you don't believe life before this life, after that, but in this life, there's so much benefit that you can experience, you know, in order to do that, it's not easy, like keeping mind healthy and making it healthier, you know, it requires some effort. It's not going to be like instant coffee. It requires some effort. And then to some kind of consistency, you know, with that effort and seeing the benefit, you know. If we don't see the benefit, so more likely there will be no interest. If there's no interest, then there will be no effort. If there's no effort, there will be no result. That's how that four things apply to anything in your life. First, need to see the benefit, so more likely there will generate some interest. So then more likely you will put some effort, so then there will be result based on the level of effort that you put in. So therefore, in the teachings suggest the best way to meditate, first make sure that you analyze your mind mental state, make sure it is neutral, positive, that's the best way to start any form of meditation if your mind is positive. If not, then the neutral. You cannot meditate if your mind is already in negative state. You cannot meditate. So therefore, they suggest before you do any form of meditation, you just breathe. Just breathe in and out. Breathe. So transform your mental state, transform your mental state into some kind of like white fabric that you can dye any color. So that's refers to neutral or positive. The whole purpose of meditation is to, there's a practice that you do to make your mind healthy, which is critical part of your good life. So now there's something to need to think about. So other things, then just simply being human, you know, there are some complications come with that. So it's very important to beware. So in the teachings, there are like 8 types of complications that associate with this human life. It's not just your issue. It's the issue simply being human. There's a part of that, you know, package, being human. First complication. Whenever you face complication, don't think that you are the only one who's going through this. That's ignorance. That's a mistake. First one is nyeba-meba, means like no certainty. No certainty. Make sense? No certainty. No guarantee. No certainty. There's something you need to be aware of. Why there's no certainty? This is all based on fact. Fact is not based on some kind of fantasy. It's based on, not just based merely on idea, it's based on fact. Why no certainty? Things change. Your mind change, your body change. And according to science, like every cell in the body change every day. Weather change, interest change, liking something, that change, you know, everything changed. Therefore, there's no certainty. What that call impermanent. Everything changed. It's not like you are doing something wrong. It's just a nature. Things change. You know, like springtime, all the flowers grow, looks very beautiful. In the fall, they will lose their leaf. They just all fall apart. And some of the fruit tree even become like skeletons. And when you look at that in winter time, it's hard to believe that tree that now has even not one leaf, there's no leaf. Hard to imagine looking at that tree. Sometimes you feel that in your life, that you looks like you feel like your life is like that trees, which already produced hundreds of fruit last spring. And you kind of forget that, and now you're totally focusing on what you see right in front of you. You're just focusing there. Then what you see is like that tree has no even just one leaf. Then probably wondering, will this tree ever produce fruit? Yeah, this tree will produce. It will take time. Next spring, it will produce fruit again. But you don't see it right now. Sometimes in your life, you feel like that. Your life is like that. No, so then you need to back up a little bit, back up, you know, breathe and think from the broader picture, in the broader picture. Oh. So the reason I'm mentioning this, you know, sometimes you feel like when you come in a spiritual practice, you feel like, oh, like that tree. No, how is it? No progress. Even though there's progress, but you don't see it because you're totally focusing on something negative. So there's no good. So the first 8 complications that comes with human, I think it's very, very important to be aware that you are not going to be shocked when it happens. First one, uncertainty. Enjoy as much as possible. Don't hold on. It will change. Could change any moment. When it happens, if you hold again so tightly, it creates so much pain. You need to just let it go. But easier said than done, because you know, today I'm the one who's saying it, probably you could say the same thing. But there's something that you think, the first complication, uncertainty. Second complications, dissatisfactions. Does that ring any bell? Does it ring any bell? Dissatisfactions. Well, don't think that's your problem. It is like human. Just simply being human, that's the one of the complications that we go through. Not every single day. Over time, this thing will happen. Dissatisfactions. So that's why in Buddhism, you think about that in daily basis, that you do like, you review them, and you contemplate them, and you think about them quite seriously. And next time, Then we will talk about the solution later, the small scope. There's the second completion, these are the sections. So then if you listen to the Rolling Stone, I think Rolling Stone explained quite well about dissatisfactions. You know, so if you want to sing a song, you can sing a death song. So probably no difference. You know, it's like it's talking about dissatisfactions. It's the same thing, like probably like meditation. Very true. Very true. Like Devi, one of the Kadamba masters, you know, mentions Devi Woman Mitulas. That also, even though we cannot put into practice, but at least we need to be aware. If you can put into practice, that's the best thing. No. At least need to be aware. Need to be aware. Not aware of. You know, it's good to be aware if something is wrong in your house. What is the benefit? Maybe you are going to fix. And the fixing idea will rise if you see something is wrong. Well, it's not just when and how soon. That's not up to you. But at least you're aware that something needs to be fixed. So dissatisfaction. You know, so the one of the Kadam masters said, Devi Woman Vichulas. So that also we need to think about. What Kadam master says, nobody is going to be satisfied chasing desire. Is that clear? So now relate that piece of teachings to your life experience. Is that true? In my case, over 50 years, is that true? Did you ever chase desire? Yeah. In my case, I chased desire when I was 7 years old. That's how I end up my life in the monastery, not out of renunciations, not out of thinking about enlightenment, bodhicitta. No, traditionally you are supposed to go to monastery with that kind of motivation, like renunciation, bodhicitta, seeking fully enlightenment. For me, 7 years old boy, chasing desires, maybe hoping something better down there, you know. So then, of course, through like observing through five senses, or somebody say, oh, very nice to ride a train, it's a wonderful ride a bus, you know, we have no, in my hometown, there's no train, there's no bus, there's only like occasionally army vehicle comes. And all the kids, they get together on the hill, they make song. Because you don't see vehicles. You know, there's one occasion the army will come. So before me, there's some monks went there. So then when they come back, they're telling all stories, or like how fun they're riding a train, bus, all of that. And that kind of increased my desire to go there. I learned that lesson when I was 7 years old, quite early. So that's like 1,000-mile journey by train. It's not like first class or business class. It's like third class. Then, so finally you reach there. Very next day you want to go back. Too late. Too expensive, too late. So cannot afford. So then I did all kinds of things. I threw myself on the ground, cry. None of them helped. So that's how I stuck in the monastery. So my primary motivation is not renunciation or bodhicitta, it's just desire. So now, after many, many years now reading the Kadama Master's statement, Deva Homa Mitulas. Deva is desire. It's a wrong idea, or that I'm going to satisfy chasing desire, probably. You will end up with disappointments. So there's something you need to be aware. You need to be aware. It doesn't mean you don't enjoy. You can enjoy, you know, just your result of your positive karma, your means to do, eat, go here, go there. That's the result of your positive karma. In the same time, you need to be aware. That's not how you're going to enjoy. You know, satisfaction doesn't doing things doesn't guarantee satisfactions. The simple achieving desires will never satisfy. Satisfaction is the result of wisdom. Thinking. You think. You could call this meditation, you think. So then Nagarjuna also used this example to complement that idea, to make it, that idea more clear. Emba tuna devatis. Emba means scab. Scab, no? Sometimes here, middle of your bag, you can't reach, it's kind of itch, you cannot reach. You really want to scratch, you know, it's kind of like, you can't even wait 1 second. That's called emba, something that kind of bothers, something that itch so badly. When you scratch, yeah, of course you feel good. So what that indicates, doing things, yeah, you do feel good here, there, or enjoying nice meal, or maybe jumping out of the, somewhere in New Zealand, highest bridge from the New Zealand. You like that, you throw, people throw there, you go down there, probably few seconds, or maybe few, maybe 30 seconds, you are kind of minded, body kind of separated. So that's why people kind of like feel their fear is gone, but actually it's kind of like shock, physically big shock, then you kind of like, probably like blackout or something, I'm not sure. No. Long time ago, I was doing retreat, White Tara retreat, you know, for my teacher, Long Life, so in somewhere in Virginia. Somewhere all this big farm, that farm has yak, you know, Tibetan bull, the hairy, the bull, Tibetan bull is very strong, a lot of hair. So that guy owns like probably 20 of them. Not very far from, it's part of the farm, that's where I'm doing my retreat, the White Tara retreat. So then, not long after when I came here, so Kadamba Center gave me one camera. That's the first camera I ever possessed. Kadamba Center gave me as a gift of birthday, give us, I don't remember. Maybe first birthday, first ever camera. So I had that camera, so I took that with at the retreat. You are not supposed to say camera, but anyway, I'm good to get there. Okay. So then one day I thought, oh, maybe it's good to maybe take some photo of the yak. So then, of course, I'm wearing my robe. So then I have one attendant, like Tibetan man, who's like cooking for me. So, of course, Tibetan people are very, like, kind of attracted to yak because that's the national animal of Tibet. So that's where, you know, they get all their food, mainly. So that these yaks are kind of wild in Tibet, you know, you feed them, you pet them, you grab them, you milk them, you know, so then you are always, you know, like you have name, all of them has name, you basically, you are like, it's like your pet, you're very close, you can touch them, you can tie them. So Tibetan man insists that he's going to feed the yak with his hands. Then there's one guy said, no, that's not a good idea. So then he said, okay, no need to worry, he really wants to do that. So then, other hand, I want to take photos. So we went inside the fence. We're full of excitement. I'm kind of excitement, also nervous too, because these are big animals, not small. I'm holding my camera, brand new camera, given by Kadamba Center. And he's like picking up some grass from the ground, has a bunch of grass on his hand. All of a sudden, this whole yak group up in the hill, small hill. They all grew up as kind of wandering, like usually people come on the tractor, they just throw things. So now there's like, one is completely red, the outfit is completely red. They grew up on the hill and looked down, and I got really scared. Now I know what's going to happen. Probably they're going to chase one of us, probably. Although he's like holding the grass, calling them, they call yak. And he's doing that, the yaks are kind of all alert. All of a sudden, in the middle of nowhere, they kind of like they ran towards us. And I ran with the camera, I just ran as fast as I could. Nobody did that. No, but you just read it because you're the light, no, Krishna. I just read it. I fall. There's like some hole in the field. I just fall. I thought it's over. Now I thought my life's over. It was just like not just one, but a bunch of them. He's supposed to feed them in the head. I'm not sure where he read. So I read that fall. Then I just said, I thought it's finished. Now it's the end of life. Somehow, miraculously, they decided to stop, not pursue. Then after 5 minutes, I look, they're just going back to the hill. Then I'm thinking, oh, what's on my camera? Before, there's no thought of a camera. So now I start to worry about camera. What am I doing with my camera? Nothing happened. So like that, you know, you're kind of stubborn. I don't know how I ran, but that's my same feeling, jumping. There's like a few seconds, you're kind of stubborn. Like you're kind of like shocked. Anyway, so, you know, we do all kinds of things, you know, to get some kind of pleasure here, there, rather taking photos, you know, risking like things like that. For what, you know, to get like some like, yeah, so we do get, I say, or whatever you call pleasure or happiness, you do get here, a little bit here, there, but there's no how you satisfy. Satisfaction is the wisdom. Similarly, scratching, you feel good, same thing, eating, you feel good, but then we overdo. No, Emba Tuna Deva, Emba Meva Teve Des. In the first place, if you don't have scab, not having scab is better than scratching scab. Make sense? Not having scab is better than having scab. Who said? Not me, Nagarjuna. Emba Tuna Deva, Emba Meva Teve Des. Teachings. Embatuna deva, embatu means scratching scab feels good. Not having scab is better. Now goes on, next two lines. Teshin, likewise, jigden dedis dins. Someone who has desire, managed to get no pleasure here, there, that's the fact. If you have no desire, better. So now this piece of teaching part is something that needs to be think about in order to have good life. Healthy body, healthy mind, particularly healthy mind, there's something it needs to be think about. Otherwise mind always wanders. Oh, how is I doing this? Maybe you're going to be happy. How is I doing that? And we are always tricked by our mind all the time, if we don't have some wisdom, and we fall into that trap. So the result, you know, so is not going to be what we expected. It's going to be something else. So these things, in order to have healthy mind, need to be aware. At least aware, if you cannot put into practice, at least I need to be aware. So there's a second part of the human complications, dissatisfactions. It's not just your problem. It's just problem being a human. Oh. So then birth, aging, sicknesses, death, these are common. It happens to everyone. Billionaire, no money, all of them, it will happen. It's only a matter of time. It will happen. So there are six of them. Then sometimes go high, go rich, pay high, then sometimes come low, like up and down in life. There's a part of the human complication. It's not just your issues, it's part of human complication. Need to be aware. Up and down, going up, sometimes down. What you call in English language here in the state, you call like roller coaster. It's like that. That was expected. That was not unexpected, that was expected. If you unexpected that, then you are not aware of the eight types of complications simply being human. That's all. You are not aware. Then the last one, loneliness is part of human life. Loneliness sometimes, it's not like every, all the time. It is part of human life. When you feel lonely, it's part of human life. So if you really don't like now, like you can say, oh, I'm sick of all of this. I'm very sick of all of this. Is there any solution? Yes, there are solutions. What do you need to do? You seek liberations, moksha. That's what small scope that talks about, how to achieve liberation. You talk about that. If you say, oh, I'm really sick of all this eight complications, that just simply being human, what I can do? You need to seriously seek liberation, freedom from that. So that is possible, because somebody else did. Looks exactly like you, two eyes, one nose, two ears. Called humans. Some humans did that. Some humans are doing that. You are also human, you can do the same thing. Do I need to be monk or nuns? Not necessarily. If you become monks or nuns, then you have for more time. But when you look at the Naropa, Telopa, Marpa, all these great masters, none of them are monks. And the very female who invented chi practice, cutting the self-grasping mind about chi practice, and the big drum, the thing, go to cemetery, sing. The very first who invented like the lineage, root lineage, is female, it's not monk. So that's why the small scope is all talks about how to work for individual liberations. What that means is individual freedom from these eight human complications. Not just that, so then complications, they're related to six types of beings that are part of samsara. Six, three lower beings, three upper beings. Human is one of them, part of the three higher beings. Human is one of them. So then the solution is to seek liberations. Then I thought, over time, I thought that liberation can be divided, you know. So I was very angry today. I was so unhappy. Doesn't mean you have to be unhappy again tomorrow. There's another opportunities. You could be happier. You don't have to get angry. I'm angry today, so I'm going to get angry tomorrow. That's not really skillful things to do, you know, as I said. So somehow your hand gets hurt or doing something. It's not good. Oh, my right hand is already get hurt. Now I'm going to hurt another left hand. That's not really good. So you need to heal, you know, I broke this vow. I'm mainly referring to the vow. Well, I break that vow, so now I'm going to break all of them. That's not successful. It's like same by seeing. Right hand is already break. Now I'm going to break the left hand. I'm going to break my head. That's not that guy things to do. We need to heal. Heal. You know. So satisfaction is the result of wisdom. Wisdoms. So you reach levels of satisfaction just by thinking. Meditate. Thinking is meditation, no different. Thinking is meditation, no different. So in order to meditate, whatever spiritual that you engage in, I realize, or not just realize, because now, of course, it's very obvious. A lot of time you don't feel anything, but you are mumbling something, you are doing something, you don't, there's not much substance. What happened? You need to analyze what happened. Now you remember what Master Shantideva said. You have to be there 100%. You have to give yourself 100% into your meditation. Physically, mentally, verbally, you are there. Oh, then you will feel something. That is the way to gain meditative experience. This is the way to gain meditative experience. Oh, so that means you are fully engaged. In order to feel something, you need to fully engage. Physically, mentally, verbally. How long? Qualities is important, qualities. Even just good 5 minutes, you know. Simple as like reciting mani mantra, meditating on that. If you are there 100%, oh, you will get benefit. You will feel good. That's called joy. When you feel good, that's called mental joy. It's not physical joy, it's called mental joy. When you feel good, that's mental joy. If you can do that, logically it doesn't make sense why you can do it again. If you cannot do it, you cannot even do it in the first place. If you can do there, that feeling can be extended over time, extended, or you can repeat it next day. When you feel good, that's why important, feeling good. That's why, you know, having a daily practice, end of the day, you do feel good. While you are doing it, you feel good. What happened? You are there, you are giving your 100%. You are giving your 100% into the practice. Oh, so then end of the day, you feel fortunate, you feel lucky, you feel amazed, and looking for tomorrow to do the same thing. And slowly, 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 it's like new moon. First small white, then bigger, and the end, then is all full. That means now progress is complete. Development is now is complete. It's complete. You know, it's complete like that. Now, progress may seem very tiny, but it's usually huge. May seem very tiny, it's huge. So that's how you develop good feeling. You feel good about yourself. You feel good about the practice that you do, and you feel like lucky. You feel fortunate. You feel kind of innate, and then you know that kind of grows. It grows and grows and slowly grows. So then your perception changes because your perception become more pure, and you from that pure perception you perceive things differently. You perceive. Then just seeing things, then you get so much benefit. There's so many ways you can get benefit, like even just looking at the bird in your garden, you can also, that's a way to get joy. Simply just looking at the bird, you know. It's not just looking at the color of the feather, it's not like, it's much, much deeper. It's much deeper. Much deeper. There's all kind of like positive thought rise, just based on one single being. In your backyard, just looking at that, oh yeah, so just some joy, the color of the feather and the sound the bird makes, it goes much, much beyond than that. Of course, it goes much beyond than that. So you get so much joy. So that's our moral responsibility day-to-day life. So helping yourself, you know. Healthy mind, healthy body. So, so this I just want to talk today, so that we should not be shocked. We should have knowledge, general knowledge. Simply being a human, what kind of complication that comes with simply being human. Also, then being part of samsara, what kind of complication? If then it doesn't become shock. You are still, at least you are aware. You know, at least you're aware. So, then certain human emotions, there's nothing you can do. It's just part of human emotion that you feel sad, you cry here, there. But there's nothing wrong. That's part of human, you know. So you get sad, you cry, then you smile, you laugh, you really get happy. This is a part of the human life. We are talking about much more deeper level. We are not just talking about physical expressions or mental expressions. We are talking about healthy mind. Okay? So this is, in my point of view, I think this is what the good life means. Good life means healthy body, healthy mind. Healthy mind, spiritual practice has so much to contribute. No questions, so much to contribute. But first you need to be aware where you need some knowledge. So then there's something to think about. So that all now requires like mindfulness. Mindfulness. So today like the plan is to do, okay, now that's not my time. So I thought maybe next Sunday, so we begin with some meditation I already taught, so next Sunday we'll do some meditations before I start my making mouth talk. So we'll do some meditations. Stress, anxiety, fear, this is all related to the mind. In order to make the mind or mind more calm, need to focus. This is the way to reduce or stop other thoughts. Other thoughts kind of generate all this, as I mentioned, stress, anxiety, fear. So that, and at some point in your life, it's important to focus. Focus. That's the only way to temporarily block them. So then it's important to learn, to concentrate. So then whenever you concentrate, then your mind become calmer and peaceful. So as I said, that also can be extended. It can be extended too. Okay. So today time run out. So next Sunday, I review the meditations. Then we'll do the meditation together. So then maybe do it again. Maybe we'll do 30 minutes. We do 2 minutes, or maybe then after the 3 minutes, maybe 2 minutes, something like that. Start. So then you learn. So then you can do it at your home. So slowly, okay. So at the beginning, short, multiple times. When you become experienced, you enjoying more than few, than long. So then it's good. Okay? All right, thank you very much, all of you. So very good to see you again. So then all the people in the Patagonia, so hopefully see you soon. Okay? When this pandemic is over, so then hopefully see you again soon. All right, thank you. So then Venerable Samula, we do the dedications.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms, and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth. Those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers, starting with one for His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chan Rezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The long life prayer for Sarah J. Kenser, Rinpoche, Jason Losan Daluk. The one who masters his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience, who received the name Avatare, the one with great precision, who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And a long life prayer for Lama Sopa Rinpoche. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And then seven green tar mantras for Geshe-la and Geshe Sampo's long, healthy, happy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. Have a wonderful Sunday. I'll see you next Sunday, okay?